Me. Is this thing on? No. Yes.
Here at Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, we would like to apologize for Red Boy's sheer lack of quality, professionalism, technical knowledge, and his downright amateurish production of this and past shows. We hope that despite all of this, you continue to listen. We all know Red Boy rides the short bus, but please, bear with him, now and in the future. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Red Boy and Absolute Amy!
This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk!
Oh, no, no! Go, go, go!
Coming to you from the dining room.
The dining room.
This is the Red Boy Podcast featuring Absolute Amy. Ooh. And now, smack dab from the middle of the cornfields of central Illinois.
Yeah.
Here is Red Boy and Absolute Amy.
Oh, yes. Welcome back to the Red Boy Podcast once again. We'll dim that down a little bit. Amy, I guess you said that was too loud. Again, we're...
You are, like, screaming in my ears.
Well, that wasn't... No, now I am?
Yes, this is very loud. You know, I know you are on the short bus, but maybe you've always not had mine plugged in completely.
Well, here, let's trade headphones. Here, right. Try my headphones. Oops, hold on. My headphones are apparently entangled in the mess of wires that the Red Boy Podcast Studio has. Let's see. Okay. No, this sounds the same thing over here.
No, this is better.
Okay. Well, you know what? If you're happy, I'm happy. That's
this is better.
Okay. You know what? And I'm glad that you're happy. I'm happy you're happy. Tonight, I invited Amy along to podcast. We're using the new Cast Blaster. Yes, I kind of sold out to the dark side, but not really. Don't hate me. Don't play a hate me. I will go to the other side at another time. But tonight's show, I decided everybody's starting to do, and I think we have one. We started throwing, well, I did. You weren't awake. We started sending promos to people, kind of, hey, promo my show, promo this show. So this is going to be the promo show.
All right.
This will be a good test for you. You know what? We'll start it out easy, and we'll try this promo. You'll know who this is, Amy. Yeah, can you hear it? It's not playing. Okay, maybe need to turn the volume up.
This new software's working.
Yeah, this
great.
New software's. Oh, because you know what? I faded the last thing out. You know.
You know I'm what? Really glad
you
that
drive.
You
played drive
that disclaimer there at the beginning.
Yes, exactly.
Howdy, folks. My name is Steamboat Joe, and I'm here to talk to you about a little podcast called The Big Show, and it's going to change your life forever. Now, some people might call The Big Show the big burrito of podcasting, but don't take my word for it. Take these satisfied listeners.
I used to have a feminine itch. They used to bug me. But then I listen to The Big Show with Aaron and sometimes Aaron and Jenny. And now I'm clean and free as a whistle. I'm a satisfied Big Show listener.
I used to have leprosy. Then I listened to The Big Show and it went away. And last week I made out with Scott Baio at a party.
There you have it, folks. Satisfied listeners to The Big Show podcast. If you want to be like them, then point your browser to BigShowRadio.com. Now, I'll repeat that one more time. That's BigShowRadio.com and start changing your life for the better.
I did.
It worked for me.
All right. Well, that was Aaron's promo for The Big Show. Do you know who that was who did that?
Okay. No.
Thank you. They can't hear the nods.
They can't hear me or going,
Amy's new sound effects she likes. No, that was Borderline doing a big show. Borderline, and they're trying to make it to the conference in November. Those cool podcasters will be there. Aaron will be there. I will be there. And I've already been informed that I need to behave.
You know what? I know that you're scamming this to get this.
I'm not scamming this.
Yeah, you're scamming. You're scamming, okay? You're scamming, okay?
No, my company is legitimately looking at podcasting.
Right. But somehow you have scammed your way into this whole thing. And next year, I will be going to Las Vegas and seeing Jimmy Buffett by myself.
Okay, but let's keep in mind, I'm not paying for this.
I don't care. I don't care. You're going to get a benefit, reap all the benefits for fun. Sorry. I can't go. I could not go up to Wrigley Field with my friends.
Your friends. My friends, too.
No. Todd's my friend.
No, you.
Todd and his wife are. Okay, I work with Todd, so he's my friend.
Okay, let's back up.
And they
earlier
said that
in the year,
Todd even said he would babysit me.
We are Parrotheads. And earlier in the year, and this is not even on the show notes. I better write this down so I can say that we talked about this. Earlier in the year, Jimmy Buffett changed his master plan, and now he's going to be in Wrigley Field doing two shows on a Sunday and a Monday,
yeah,
Memorial Day weekend, which yes, he never, usually it's Tuesday, Thursday,
well,
Saturday.
Well, that was like his dream to play in the big, yeah, you know, some of the big parks.
So we had Maggie, so basically we have no money left to really go, essentially. And we definitely.
I had money from my birthday.
Well, you one
I still
of, okay,
have money from my birthday. I could go.
There's a problem. One of us could go.
Yes, and I should have thrown a hissy fit and gone.
Yeah. So it was like, all right, well, it's sort of that mutual destruction thing. If one of us can't go.
Megan and I should be going.
No.
Yes.
Because, yeah, a friend
for
of mine
two
from college. Yeah,
adult
two,
women, we could have a great time.
Yeah, we want you to.
Because there are no. Oh, there. Yes,
two,
yes.
Where the white women at? We don't need two.
At a Jimmy Buffett concert.
Here.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Redcorn Industries, LLC.
Okay, we just need to get that out of the way.
Okay, well, that's fine. But
no, because two white women don't need to be downtown Chicago at Wrigleyville drinking it up by themselves. And, you know, you both are good-looking women.
Yeah, whatever.
So I don't think we need you guys calling us saying we're not coming home.
And we do have reputations of being party girls, too.
No. Where'd that come from? You
I
do?
Don't know. But I look at our calendar over there, and it makes me sad right now.
Yeah, we have one of those. What is it from Pier 1? It's like one of those calendars you put a photo in for each month.
And this month is the Jimmy Buffett
this time
photo
last
from
year,
last year.
Probably, what, about a week ago from now?
Yeah.
A week from now? Somewhere around.
So
somewhere
sad. I didn't yes realize it would really affect me this much.
We are missing.
So I'm really thinking a spring trip to out to LA. I mean, Las Vegas to see Jimmy Buffett. Maybe we could do that with Eric and Megan. We could, the four of us could all go out.
Buffett in Vegas is expensive.
Okay, so
Christmas.
What?
Christmas tickets.
No. Tax return.
Ooh. Could get Gemma and Papa to watch the children. The chillins.
We could make it a quick.
Although
a
Illinois,
quick
Illinois, just Pete and Asajan over at Illinois, they're talking about having kids maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They think about and maybe they
we
could test
could
drive.
Yeah, we could have them test drive ours.
I left them a voicemail the other day on their home phone. I said, hey, guys, here you're talking about, you know, just skipping the dog, going right to kids. I said, I got a one-year-old and a gently used five-year-old you can test drive.
That would be cool.
So that would be excellent for them.
That would be cool.
So that would be, Buffett and Vegas?
Oh, baby.
Vegas, baby. And, oh, I would. That would be a wet
that
dream.
Would be fun.
That would be a dream come true and then some.
A wet dream. You're so silly.
Okay, let's do another promo, Amy.
Okay.
Let's see.
You're going to blow my ears out again.
Probably because you've heard the intro. All right, hold on. Here we go. We can start quiet. It's always better to start quiet and get louder, so we'll try that. Let's see how this works. See if you know who this podcast is.
How are you doing tonight?
What is Jawbone?
Welcome to Jawbone. This is going to be kind of a laid-back show. Sometimes you just open up the mic, you don't really know what to say.
I got a couple of things I can throw your way. I always prepare. I try to be prepared.
The BBC calls Jawbone the podcast Jerry Seinfeld would have made had he settled down in Cleveland with five children.
I smell like kielbasa. Or like a ham sandwich.
Hey, what's up with the foreigners?
Witty. Funny, hilarious, says the guy reading this promo.
Down with Adam Chicken Curry.
Where is it, a Sasquatch or is it more of a skunk ape?
Did I dial 911? I meant to dial 911. Hang on, let me hang up.
It's like eavesdropping on your neighbor, says Lynn and Nora's neighbor.
Because we weren't talking about racy topics.
Oh, yeah,
like
right.
All married people do. I just can't even talk to a married person who isn't talking about something racy.
From the streets of Cleveland comes Jawbone Radio with Lynn and Nora. Ah! Listen in at jawboneradio.com and find out, what is Jawbone anyway?
Yeah, it's kicking, it's rocking, it's, stick it in your ear and listen to it.
So what is a skunk ape? And hey, Raymer, by the way, you need to fade that one. But that was a Jawbone. You've heard Jawbone. Len and Nora. No, Len actually gave... Oh, you know what? I need to turn your mic back
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, yes, I have. Because now we're just going to tune Absolute Amy out because we don't want to hear her opinions. Because we're, you know, Red Corn Industries or whatever that is.
Red Corn LLC.
There you go. That's my favorite part.
Right, you know what? Those of you who... Amy...
You should play that again. I love that one.
Which one? Is that the retard one or the intro?
No, it's the one where you're... My disclaimer.
The views expressed by Absolute Amy do not necessarily reflect those of Red Boy, the Red Boy Podcast, Red Boy Podcasting Worldwide Incorporated, or Red Corn Industries LLC.
Yeah, Red Corn... Yeah. Amy already told me that I can no longer send money to Mr. Raymer. I'm done.
It's not our job to put his kids through college.
Because he named the file as Red Boy Tard, which is the short bus thing you heard on the intro. He told me, Amy said, how much did you pay for that? And I was honest. I said, $10. She goes, quit sending him money. I said, well, I keep asking him for work, so I have to pay him.
You know what, but I'm going to probably need him to do some promos for me when I start my own show.
Yes.
And
Amy's at home bored, so what she do today?
Exactly. I'm podcasting. I really think I want you to set me up one day and help me do it. Actually, you could be my producer.
Oh, if I leave my laptop home, all I can do is hit record and you're done.
You could be my producer for me.
Oh, jeez.
You could come home over your lunch and I'll have everything ready.
There you go.
And I'll have my own little show.
Oh, that'd be scary. So, yes, we love Adam. Adam's awesome. Adam's going to the podcast conference. So.
Yeah, everybody but Absolute Amy.
Absolute Amy's not going to the podcast conference.
Because what am I doing?
You're staying home.
With the kids.
Guess what, though? I'm not spending our money. So that was Jawbone's intro.
Yes, it was. It's very two nice. Of my favorite. And I really do like that. I like the Seinfeld would...
With five kids.
Would settle down in Cincinnati, right?
Yeah.
With five children.
And I love the Skunk Ape. Did you ever hear the... They played a...
I think I missed that.
The Sasquatch,
I think
Bigfoot
thing, yeah,
you know? and they kind of replayed it back, like, yeah, this is 9-1-1-1. Oh, I'm sorry, I meant to call 911. Is this 9-1-1-1? And the Skunk Ape, and yeah, it's a good time. It's a good time. Jawbone, listen to Jawbone, JawboneRadio.com, because we bought their domain for them. Mm-hmm. Part of more of my unending spending on podcasting, because
just
I can't help
sharing
it.
The love.
And, you know, just so you have a reason to send me a hate mail, I did buy Cast Blaster to test it out, so. Do you want to listen to another one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see.
Well,
Okay.
Come on, let's cue that up.
Well, we don't have a whole... okay, it's hot mic, okay.
Cue it up, come on.
All right, so here's another one. This is one, I don't know if you've listened to them. This is Neil and the group from Borderline. The ones we sent the drink to?
I don't remember. You sent the...
Oh, wait, it would be if I had it on here.
Nice. You haven't done it.
Here, you know what?
Everybody, we're going to take a little time out
now.
And everybody out there listening.
Why don't you entertain
everybody
us?
Who's out there and they're listening, why don't you go ahead and get yourself a nice cold drink?
Where the hell is it?
Go ahead
and
pour it over some ice.
Oh,
because
crap.
We're in the United States and we can crunch on ice here.
Yeah,
because
we don't have ice in China.
Or any...
Yeah, see, he sent it to me and I listened to it, but I didn't save it to the hard drive.
No saving to the hard drive.
You know, when
you might have to play the intro again.
Yeah, we'll just keep replaying the intro until I finally get.
There you
all
go. I'm gonna go ahead and correspond with my Yahoo.
And that is how I got Amy to podcast. And I said, you can bring your laptop over, and you can type away. So if you hear typing,
that's just me. I'm multitasking.
I don't know where it went. No, he saved it. Oh, I can't find it. I guess I just can't find it. Oh, I know what it is. No, I don't know. Amy, talk. You're supposed to be talking while
I'm typing.
No, okay. This is like...
Dear friends, I'm open for lunch anytime up until October 11th when I go back to work. Yeah. There you go. This is what I'm doing.
Dear friend.
I'm corresponding with my fellow mommies.
Dear penthouse, I cannot find my file. They sent me it in an email. And I saved it.
You know, the thing
Oh,
is,
I saved
well,
it to my documents, not to my desktop.
I
want to
get your notes because, you know.
Because you'll spoil the surprise, Amy.
Need to keep things going.
Well, okay. I found it. Hold on.
I can't read your notes, so what does it matter?
Here's Borderline. The Borderline podcast. Here's their promo. Finally found it. Enjoy.
Borderline.
BDLime.net.
Danielle.
Neil.
Lynn.
Borderline. What we's drinking now.
The ocean spray.
I had a massive hangover the
Borderline.
Next day.
BDLime.net.
Celebrity gossip. Here I go.
Let's not start rumors.
Oh my
my gosh, I gotta give a grandma update.
As he walked out of the kitchen, border she gave line. Him a fake finger air gun.
Borderline.
Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, hey. I didn't pre-listen to it, obviously. That was the promo for the Borderline podcast. Check them out at bdline.com.
Thank you. I don't know. Yeah,
you know, make it up.
I don't know. No. I can't even read your notes, so what does it matter?
Well, that's okay. Actually, I have. Okay. We'll skip around the notes, Amy. What starts tomorrow? What arrives tomorrow? What project starts?
Oh, some what's a great kickoff? Storage boxes. Some big giant storage crates that we're going to fill up because of our basement project we're going to start.
It's kind of a local version of the crates, right?
Yeah, storage, you know, I don't know.
It's really hard. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's very hard for Absolute Amy to talk while she's surfing the net on her computer. She can't read. She cannot multitask. She cannot read email and...
Well, I'm just wondering why our chamber director of our Chamber of Commerce is sending emails out on a Sunday. He's working over the weekend. I just saw that.
Have you never sent email on a Sunday?
I don't know. I'm just sitting there. I don't want my Monday morning coffee coming to me on Sunday.
You don't go to Monday morning coffee. He's not working for the next 2 months. Why do you care?
I don't know. I just don't like to see people having to work on the weekend.
But we did have a nice little birthday party this weekend.
We did. It was great. Maggie is one.
She's full on one.
She is adorable, and she's doing so good.
And what did
good.
Luke say about the decorations?
Is that all the decorations we're doing? Where are there? We need more. And then he wanted to have... he wanted to know why Maggie couldn't have a boy cake. But the best part was he told me a couple days ago, I asked him if he would wear the Daisy little party hat because it was his sister's birthday, and he told me that he would go to his room if he had to wear the hat. Well, anyways, him and his little buddy are both, we have pictures of both of them sitting there with their little Daisy party hats on. It's
yeah,
so
they were very
cute.
Manly. And here's a little inside the...
Oh, then the best part was our little buddy, his little buddy who was over, our friend's son, who has got the little... He's got all the guns. He's getting Luke's guns out, and he's got the little Daisy hat on.
He's got a toy shotgun down in the back of his shirt.
And his little yellow and pink Daisy hat on.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get these out when they have dates.
Oh, you know, you got to love digital photography because you can just take them, and not even worry about it.
Oh, it's hysterical.
So, yes, we had the birthday party. It was successful. The crates come tomorrow to pack up all of our crap.
Yep.
September 12th is a great dig.
Yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. And every time we go down to the basement now, I go, oh, God. I hate going down to the basement.
I don't care. You know what you need to start?
You do hear that, don't you?
Yeah. Well, and they hear it, too.
Yeah.
They probably hear that, too.
Because it's bad sound systems, okay? You know what? I'm a crappy podcaster. You heard the intro. Do you need to hear it again?
I kind of like to hear a little bit of rustling and stuff when I'm listening to people podcasting.
I'm just glad you're near the microphone.
I know, but that's my favorite new sound.
Now that's time for a new promo. Okay, I have one more promo again. Let's see.
The promo cast.
Yes,
the promo.
We have another promo. Then after the promos, then I have a deep topic. I have a deep thought to talk about.
Oh, brother.
Yeah. So I'll turn your mic off. And we'll listen.
Hello, I'm Wichita Rutherford from 5 Minutes with Wichita, and I'm here to tell you about the Podcast 411 podcast. Now, Rob, he interviews other podcasters to find out what they've learned about doing a podcast, and it's been described as inside the actor's studio, except it's for podcasts. His past guests include Adam Curry, he's the Podfather, Senator John Edwards, C.C. Chapman, P.K. and J., Bibb and Yes, Chris Rockwell, and yours truly, Wichita Rutherford. That's just naming a few of them. Now, if you want to learn more about podcasting or podcasters, then you go over and visit them at podcast411.com. And remember, listen different with Podcast 411. It's just so precious.
And if you want to learn about podcasting, don't listen to the Red Boy Podcast. As we know, I am a podcasting short bus writer. So, Amy, on that topic of podcast 411, if you don't know, is a podcast where they interview other podcasters, talk about what's going on in the podcast.
Have you ever
world.
Been interviewed?
Not by Rob, no. But I just sent. But my point to that was,
oh,
I sent Rob an email asking him and suggesting a podcasting topic, one of which is podcasting burnout.
Podcasting burnout?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
There is such a thing. I believe there is. Because, okay, we started this podcast, and everybody, you know, is like anything else, it's new. I'm a podcaster. I'm going to do it all the time, blah, blah, blah. Next thing, it's like, boy, you know what? I got to do things, and if you have listenership like we do, which is...
We do?
We have few.
Oh, okay.
You know, but we're obviously not revolutionizing the podcasting world.
No, we're not.
We basically have to borrow, steal, and kill to get listeners. And we thank every listener that we have. Please stay. Please
Yay!
Tell. If every listener told a friend, we may be up to 100. I don't know where we'd be.
I don't know where we'd be.
But my thing is, if you only have, you know, podcasts like ours where we don't
Can
have...
Can we have some groovy music underneath us as we speak?
Are you... You're trying to be like... No, Luke loves this.
Don't do that!
Yes, we can. But...
What did we do today? Let's talk about something else.
Wait, no. Don't you think, Amy?
I don't have burnout. I have to be drug over here every time. So,
well,
I mean,
exactly. Isn't that the beginning of your burnout?
No, because I'm not a true podcaster. You have just drugged me into this insanity.
What would you like to be you want some country music as your voiceover?
No.
What is your voiceover song, Amy?
I don't know.
You know what? Why do I try? No, but my point about the podcast burnout is even once in a while I get pouty. Nobody's listening to me, and people do.
I don't know
why. And those who do,
I just don't get it.
And those who do listen to me, thank you very much. You know, but the thing is, we obviously do not have a ton of listeners, so I do kind of get all pouty, going, "Oh, I feel sorry for myself. Nobody's listening to the Red Boy Podcast. I don't have 200 listeners."
Well, if you keep talking like that, they're not going to listen to you at all.
Well, they will just to make fun of me. But the point is, you know, you get that. And there's some podcasters I've talked to. It's like, "Where have you guys been?" It's like, well, we're thinking about quitting.
Who is?
I'm not going to say on this podcast, but there's some podcasters who I've been talking to who have talked about that, you know, if, you know, it's a husband and wife or a single shot, and it's like, you know what, maybe I will, maybe I won't. And some of that, but you know what, I decided I'm not going to be a quitter. I will keep going. I will persevere. Well, I might not persevere, but I will at least keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here. How's this person music for you?
Sheena Easton.
This is... Oh my god, this is...
This is nuts. Dream me all dreamer. Prince.
Dream me all dreamer. It's actually a...
Oh no, I was thinking Sheila E.
This is... Oh.
Because she was on that, right?
Well, that just teaches you something. You can't change the track while it's still playing.
You know what? Why would you play that?
Because...
That's not happy music.
Oh, you want happy music?
No,
oh.
Just something, you know, nice little happy background music.
This will be good.
You know what? I don't know why you keep trying.
I don't... Amy, why do I try?
I don't know. Let's talk about what we did today.
Please.
What did we do today? Well, the fun thing about today was Luke was invited to go to a birthday party in the country. So, for 4 or 5 hours in the afternoon...
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was a lot.
We were free of the little man who was off tromping through the countryside, getting good fresh air. And we had a great time. Little Maggie was sleeping for a couple hours.
Is this good talk over music?
This is awesome.
Well, we got to take Maggie over.
So we went to the
shopping new mall.
The new outlet. No. The new lifestyle mall.
Is that what they call that thing?
It's a lifestyle center.
A lifestyle center.
I don't know. It's an outdoor mall. It's not bad. It's not, I mean, you know, it's not officially open until the 17th of August. But we went to a new place called, was it Gordman's? Is that what it's called here in town? Is it Gordman's? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah. But
so my husband, I got to tell this story about how we go in there and you're like going.
I love the story.
What are those, that stupid infomercial? What is it?
I don't know.
What is the infomercial about the little containers? Those little containers, and it's on the little spinny thing?
It's kind of like, all right, you have all this. First,
it's the Tupperware commercials.
Years ago, you had Tupperware.
And then everything falls on top of you.
Yeah. The lady, it's not Tupperware, but it's like all, you know, now
it's
you have
plastic.
The,
it's like rubber.
Now you have your disposable Gladware crap.
And everything falls on top of you.
And it falls on top of her because she's throwing it at herself.
So anyways, they have these commercials, and Matt and I have been joking about buying this stupid spinner because
it was $19.99.
Because we have the problem.
We have been killed. We've been beat and I, killed.
That's one of the few fights that we have is about our Tupperware or our storage containers as stuff flies out at us.
Yes.
So we're at Gordman's, and like everywhere else, it's how much money?
$16.99, even at Walmart.
Yes. So we go into Gordman's, and we're walking through everywhere, and it's $10. Matt keeps telling me, I didn't realize
it. No, it's $9.99. I go, Amy, it's $9.99. Amy, it's $9.99. Oh, okay. I'm like, she's not excited about this?
Well, I didn't know if you really, you know, I couldn't understand. I didn't know you're sarcastic.
I could get a full set of knives and a butcher block and a cutting board for $19.
I know. And then we get in the car and you're like, it really is. It is lower prices. It is. It is lower prices. They really advertise lower prices. They have lower prices. I'm like, oh my gosh. You are a fanatic. So, but anyways, we were looking for a trunk also there.
Okay, I'm just sampling some music.
It was just kind of fun. So, anyways,
we found a trunk we thought we liked.
I think we might get that.
But no, the for $10.
But you want it.
I need to buy them.
I know. That could be a low Christmas.
You know what?
Present.
That's what
you're going to get the most bizarre Christmas presents this year. You're going to get that chopping knife, that $40 knife that you want.
Oh, yes. Anybody ever watched the Food Network?
That spinning Tupperware thing.
Because you know what? We have been. We have our
you're
family
gonna
has been harmed.
You're going to get space bags.
Okay, I don't want space bags. You want the space bags.
Oh, maybe I'll get space bags.
Oh. You're assuming I'm going to buy them,
No, I'll just do what I do every year. Go buy myself stuff and then wrap it up and write your name on it.
You don't do that every year. You just buy it ahead of time and never wrap anything up.
I did it last year and the year before. I wrapped. Yes, I did wrap stuff and put your name on it from you. Yeah, remember the one little sweater thing with the leather thing in the front a couple years ago?
You know what? While we're testing this out, let's see what happens if we play something out of iTunes.
Okay. Let's see. What's up, man?
Wow. You know what?
Wow.
Ironically, iTunes is at the right level.
Isn't that cool?
Wow. So this would be a good chance.
Wow.
Okay. You know what? I know my podcast is not that great, but you don't need to drag me down.
What? I'm not dragging you down. I'm going to go out and see if
anybody's...
It's
a great chance.
I'm going to see if my friend has posted anything on her website.
You know
what I'm gonna do? Because she's in China now.
We're going to test out the pause feature because...
Nope. They don't update like we do. They're not updating like we did. I'm not happy with them.
All right, hold on. We're going to test out the pause feature.
Okay.
Hey, and pause works. How about that? What do you think, Aime?
I think it's great.
You're very excited.
Yep.
So, you know, pause and potty breaks are a good thing. Oh, one other thing I did want to talk about before we end this painful podcast is Apple has a... Well, one thing is, Podcast 411, one of his thing is, don't promote your podcast till you're at past the 5 podcast mark.
That you've done 5 podcasts?
Yeah. And do you want to know why they say that?
I don't know.
Because then, at that point, you've worked out all the bugs.
Oh, but we still haven't, and we're at like 31 podcasts
or
something.
Well, that exactly is my point. Why do you think we had the opener that we have? Is because, yeah, we still haven't. So, I'm online searching for...
I think that's kind of the fun part about this podcast, though.
Is it's on off the cuff? It's just test driving?
I don't know. Well, I think that's the fun part about it.
Actually, you know, I think some of our most successful podcasts, when it did record, was the iRiver podcast from China.
We had fun in China.
Although we did lose a lot of data off the iRiver.
Yeah, we did.
It wasn't iRiver's fault. It was operator error.
Yes. I will.
Yeah, you will.
Second and third that.
You will attest to that, I'm sure.
I've got some lovely little pink storage boxes here. They're just...
Oh, Lord.
That I picked up at Target Boutique.
I know. Target Boutique. We love the Target Boutique. So, but iPod, or not iPod. Let me back up. Macintosh. Apple. Macintosh. Why all of a sudden is everything so hot? Why is everything so loud now, Amy?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Apple has some suggestions. If you want to use Garage, part of their GarageBand support is recording a podcast on GarageBand.
Really?
Yes. So I was reading it thinking, oh, maybe I could pick up some tips. What if I want to do my podcast on GarageBand? The first thing is start with a plan.
A plan.
Yeah, exactly. What is the plan? I don't understand that concept.
What are you talking about?
It says, while easy to produce content for a podcast with GarageBand and a microphone, approaching your recording like a broadcast professional will aid in creating a show that people will be eager to listen to again and again.
Okay, I would just like to point something out here.
We failed step one.
We don't have a lot of exciting things that are going on in our life.
Oh, no. Well, we do, but it's only exciting to a select few.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, we'll find out more.
My daughter's crawling now. I'm very excited about that.
Well, and, you know,
she's been with us for, what, 6 weeks now?
Well, here.
6 weeks?
You know what? Tomorrow? You're going down the right road, Amy, because the next thing is sample podcast. This is a sample podcast recipe. Shoot for a show length of 20 to 30 minutes. So let's see. We are at 30:11. So we've already.
I guess we better just.
I guess it's done. We're done. We're out of here.
I think we may need to sign off.
Number two, keep topics moving and limit topic coverage to 5 to 8 minutes. We probably limit topic coverage to 5 to 8 seconds, although we keep coming back to them all the time, so who knows?
Well, we're ADD.
Another suggestion for a sample podcast recipe is try to use guests as a way to break up the conversation.
Have we had some guests?
No, but supposedly we should do like a side interview, and then I'll mix it back in. So that might be. We could do that. Yeah, we'll keep trying to get Aaron and you.
Well, you know.
Oh, here we go. Well, here, you suggest this tonight, Amy, right here. The next thing, number three or four, use musical backgrounds known as jingles or other non-music interludes to transition between topics. So, like,
yeah.
Da, 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 da. Oh, I think I might even have the Tonight Show. Do I have the Tonight Show?
I don't really like the Tonight Show intro or music. Why don't you play Bewitched?
I might have that.
Da 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 da.
Yeah, I don't have Bewitched. But you're doing a great job, so I can just. No, I don't. I have this.
Okay.
Amy, do you want to get down tonight?
No, because we're fighting.
Oh, yeah, because you don't like my. How about this? Oh, no. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's get friggity. All right, so, wow, we need some little background. Oh, we got some background music. I'm following the podcasting recipe here. So, here's an example outline of how your show should flow. Show intro monologue. Do we have a monologue?
I don't know.
We have Raymer's things he makes fun of me. Intro jingle, we have one of those. Then they say topic 1 and 2 should be 5 minutes apiece. You're having a good time with the music, aren't you? Making going to jail for RAA.
Yeah, you better cut it out.
Because then we can say we didn't play the whole song, so. Oh, here you go. This is.
If
Amy's been not happy with me, so here's what's going on right now. Right, Amy. Somebody's gonna hurt someone. Probably Red Boy. Before the night is through. Stop hitting me, Amy. Somebody's gonna come undone. Okay.
That was nice. Oh, wait, see, we're breaking up some time.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's get back to what we're supposed to be doing. Oh, an interlude. Oh, you're so smart, Amy. You are a podcasting genius. The next step was an interlude, music break, a 30-second break. We didn't have 30 seconds, so. Should we find another one? How about,
whatever you want to do, Matt.
How about, oh.
You're just dragging me along for the ride.
This is Pure Prairie League. I didn't know that. You're dancing, though.
I can't believe you haven't played my song.
Well, that's what I was looking for when I saw that. Oops.
My song. The song that you have serenaded to me for years.
Yeah. Actually, oh, my God. I can't find it.
Can't find it.
I can't type.
Do you know how to spell it? It's not spelled like
apparently
my name.
Apparently, I'm having technical difficulties of my own. There it is. I would karaoke this song when we started dating, thinking nobody would know that we were dating if I sang this to you.
Or when I wasn't around.
Yes. This is Pure Prairie League's Amy. Although this Amy spells it different than you do.
I can see why you think you belong to me.
Why you want to beat me.
I never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. You're off with someone else.
And I'm in jail for playing this song. They're gonna sue me.
You think Vince would sue you?
No, Vince loves us.
Well, because he's married to Amy.
Amy, what you wanna do?
Good point, I forgot about Amy Grant, right?
Yep. She's gonna have a new TV show called Three Miracles, airing, I think, on Friday night. But I can't remember what station. I think it's NBC.
I can't pause that.
So did you like that?
I'd fade that, but
did
I had
you like how I kind of segued that in to a
you
little
did.
Show
you
and everything?
Did. You
I know.
Are, you are such the...
I know. I'm right there with you. Woohoo!
I think I'm completely out of notes.
Okay.
You really weren't down with my... You were supposed to help me feel bad about myself with the whole podcast burnout thing.
Why am I supposed... I don't understand why you say you have burnout.
I don't have burnout. I just, you know how I am. I just start feeling sorry for myself.
Why? Well, I have noticed that, and it gets very annoying.
Nobody listens to my podcast.
Oh, you're just feeling sorry for yourself.
But people, but
all areas of our lives.
but you know what? We do have quite a few listeners. I mean, given
listen,
the
how old are you?
Hunt, given the ramblings that we do, we have a good amount of listeners. I am 30,
almost 32.
32 in the fall. How old are you, Amy?
None of your damn business, Matt.
Gee, I know. But why don't you share with our listeners?
I'm 32 years old.
Let me know how that works out for you.
My birthday is April 13th, 1973. I want to know what you're thinking. I am taking my sister's birthday, and she can have mine. She acts much older than I do.
Let me know how that works out for you.
I don't think I have to even really worry about it. And it's not polite to ask people how old they are.
No, it's not polite to ask ladies. No, they've never said it's
anybody.
Not, no, they've never said it's not polite to ask men how old they are. Don't ask your father how old he is. They've never said that. What are you doing?
I'm reading.
Yeah, this is what a podcast sounds like when the other half of the podcast is surfing the internet.
I'm reading my groups, my China groups.
So well, we actually have some friends who are in China.
Yes, we do. They are there a week ahead of time because the husband is working, and then I think it is next.
I don't know.
I think the 21st is when they get their baby.
Really?
So I'm very excited for them. Actually, there's several people who will be going over there. Another lovely group of people who will be going over to adopt several children.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's try something else out.
Yes.
One of my favorite podcasts.
I think we've kind of gone over our time.
No,
limit.
We haven't. No, just a little bit. All right. One of my favorite podcasts is the what is this? It's and I won't have the site because I subscribed to it for so long. Is the Mashup of the Week podcast? And I'm an ex DJ.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned in our show, there's a lot of other ex DJs, and I love this one. Let's see. I hope this plays because this is this is a kick ass mix. Okay, stop. I hear that louder than I hear the music. This is Mariah Carey's new song.
Oh, my gosh.
This is awesome, though.
Oh, you know what? Shut up.
This is cool.
You love Mariah Carey. You just can't get over it.
No, I don't love
After
Mariah Carey.
After you saw her house in New York. I didn't mean it on when I said Mariah's crib.
This is Mariah, and obviously Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
Really?
It's awesome.
I love it when she squeaks like a porpoise.
She doesn't squeak like a porpoise.
She goes, I can't even do it.
You know, don't be jealous just because you can't.
I'm not jealous.
Don't play a hate.
Those aren't notes.
Here we go, here we go.
She's squeaking. We're gonna get sued by Mariah
and Cyndi Lauper at the same time. Here, I think here.
And
stop,
I
stop, stop, stop.
No, stop. Okay, this brings me to the debate between Cyndi Lauper and Madonna. Who is better?
I thought
because
you had a debate before saying Cyndi Lauper.
This was the debate in high school. You know.
No wait.
Who
you
did you like?
You graduated high school what year?
I think it was 90.
I'm sorry. I got a bit of a cold coming on, apparently.
I don't want people to know how old I am. But anyways, in high school, this was the big thing. Madonna or Cindy? I was a Cindy fan.
You were a Cindy, that's right.
Loved Cindy Lauper.
Cindy Lauper over Madonna?
Oh, yes.
But Madonna was in Playboy.
Okay.
So I was a Madonna
fan. Hello, hello, hello. Cindy Lauper had the talent.
Cindy
Madonna.
Lauper had shaved head.
So, I'd rather see boobies than shaved head. I did everything but, like, go
show goth. Your boobies on TV.
No, I was, like, the little painted, like, all white and the red lipstick and
you
all
black.
You
weren't gothic, were you?
No, I wouldn't go that way because my parents wouldn't let me. I still lived in my parents' house, so they wouldn't let me dye.
I would have never dated a goth girl.
You wouldn't had a clue what I did in high school.
Well, no, but you would have carried some of that over.
I always said that I would have never dated a guy who was in a fraternity, married one. I was a GDI, and you know what? What happened?
GDI is a gosh darn independent.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're married to a gosh darn fraternity boy.
I even wear your stupid sweatshirt.
I don't have many left. They seem to disappear.
No, I think we got rid of some.
Funny how that happens.
I think we got rid of some at the garage sale.
So, Amy,
are we going to wrap this up?
Might as well, because we really didn't go anywhere with it. We did our promo show.
Our promo show.
And anybody who's...
This is the end of the promo show.
Well, we do have our...
The end of the promo show.
We have one more promo. We got to do... Oh, wait. Not that one. We didn't promo our good friend.
Who?
5,281 podcasts. Podcast Alley, PodcastPromos.com, Podshow, Podfinder Podcast, iTunes. Where are your listeners going to find your podcast? In all the clutter, get noticed, now stand out. My name is Adam Raymer, and I own Madtown Aces Audio Productions. We want to produce your podcast promo. Many big-name podcasters have solicited promos for play on their shows. What's more likely to get played?
This is Billy Bob, listen to my podcast.
Or this. Podcasting to the world, it's Johnny Phonic, the digital experience podcast. Podcasting from the Red Boy World Headquarters. Typical PC user, elf for the rest of us. Even if you want to use your own voice, we can make you sound more like you. Contact me personally now for your free consultation on the web at madtownaces.com or by email madtownaces@gmail.com. Madtown Aces Audio Productions, providing quality audio imaging solutions for the podcast community since the dawn of podcasting. Madtown Aces Productions. Podcasts like you mean it.
So there you go.
I like that. Podcast like you mean it. Okay.
Maybe we should.
All right. The next show, that's what we're going to do. We are going to podcast like we mean it.
I love Allison Euster. One thing.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to podcast. We mean it.
Somewhere in here, I read a note about doing sound checks and that you should stay at when you do your sound check.
We're in a podcast like we mean it.
And that's good.
I am ready. We're going to podcast we mean it.
You know what? And I bet our listeners will love to have that happen. Please podcast like you mean it. Or at least try.
I'm gonna podcast like I mean it.
So
we'll have a lunch cast sometime this week.
Yeah, because Amy's home all week, so.
It's going to be an Amy podcast. You will be producing for the Absolute Amy Show.
Oh, baby.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, you know what I've done?
Podcasting like we mean it. It's the Red Boy and Absolute Amy Show. Hey, I could take over for Adam.
Babe, I love you to death, but I'm going to say no.
I know no, but no thanks.
But what I could do is figure out where the hell our outro music is.
Yeah, you know, once again, here we go. This is a riveting show, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I ran out of buttons. I did so many.
But I have to say that I think I'm going to have to call Adam and have him produce a little outtake for me. Okay, why am I associated with the Red Boy podcast?
Amy's sorry that she's associated.
And how do we contact the Red Boy podcast?
Well, there you go, Amy. Why don't you start?
How do we do that, Matt? Because I never can remember. Did you actually get me my, what was that? I can't remember anything.
Tell us about your lightsaber spoon, Pete.
I love that. That is, those who haven't heard that, is NASA Janet from the Illinois. Tell us about your lightsaber spoon, Pete.
Matt loves NASA Janet.
I love NASA Janet. I left him a voicemail and he emailed me back. Let's see. Yeah, here he goes. This would be the show and talk over music. Yeah, because it's so hard to figure
out. Let's start that out right now.
Oh, actually, I should do it down here. Hold on. Okay. I should be really smart. I'll do it down where it'll tell me how long is left.
Okay.
Okay, Amy, so the test begins. Oh, the test is loud.
We need to talk really loud.
Yes. All right, Amy, so, Amy, what's our website? Since you failed us so miserably last time.
You can reach us at...
How about reach us closer to the mic?
How about reach us at redboypodcast.com?
You got it! Ding, ding. All right, we need a little bell. One for one. Okay.
Amy at redboypodcast.com.
Or your new email address, which is...
Is that...
Can't remember crap.
Oh, can't remember crap.
Crap at redboypodcast.
What's
our Skype name?
That, I think you're asking
that's
a little
much. That's Redboy 3.
Redboy 3?
Well, Redboy was taken. There are other
You do Redboy 4? Because we have 4 in our family now. Do you know we're going to have to change my email address?
Why?
Because
Yes, I know. Okay. Yes, we will.
Okay, well, you know what? When you guys hear us next time, we are going to be podcasting like we mean it.
Well, wait, we're missing the phone number. We need a voicemail, please. You know what? And I love Aaron's thing. We want foreign voicemails.
Not foreign.
Well, we'll take foreign.
I'd like them. No. Anyone in China, please call.
Well, no. They're